The first of thousands of Hmong refugees left lives of poverty in central Thailand, heading for the United States this week. The State Department agreed last December to allow more than 15,000 of these hill tribesmen to come to the U.S. For many, this is a second flight from persecution. After the Vietnam War, the Hmong feared reprisals in their communist homeland of Laos because they had assisted U.S. forces. Since then, they've been living near a Buddhist temple in Thailand. Dwahli Saikautau reports on preparations for their journey to America.
The monsoon season is in full swing in Thailand. The rain mixing with dust gives this refugee village next to Thamkerbok Temple a dark orange glow. For decades, these Hmong villagers have been stateless citizens. Adults cannot work without proper documentation. Children cannot attend schools without identity cards. Essentially, these people have lived without any rights in Thailand.
There is a lost generation of Hmong who have been living in limbo for the last maybe 20 to 30 years. And by giving them this opportunity to resettle, we are giving a generation of Hmong people an opportunity to have access to education and to opportunities that Americans have in the United States.
Gaying Yang is a cultural orientation officer for the Geneva-based International Organization for Migration, which has moved over 300,000 Lao refugees from Southeast Asia since 1977.
Our responsibility is the fun part of the whole processing. We have the responsibility to help educate and facilitate discussions about preparations for moving to the United States.
Yang talks with Hmong refugees about the culture shock they might experience, as well as their expectations as they begin their new lives. Using videotapes, she discusses the challenges of learning a new trade, and even something as simple as making eye contact, a practice traditionally avoided by the Hmong. Surrounded by seven boys aged between 4 to 15 and sitting in the back of their corrugated steel and wood home, Hyung-su says moving to the U.S. means a chance at a new life.
If the U.S. government and the Hmong living in America give us a hand today, then I think the life of poverty that we've known here will end.
His wife, Ta Mai Yia, says she is grateful for the opportunity and laughs when asked about her first ever plane ride.
I've never been on a plane, but the idea of going to live with Americans, it's very exciting.
The Hyung family is expected to live in St. Paul, Minnesota, home to one of the largest Hmong American communities in the U.S. A Buddhist monk, who calls himself Monk Gordon, is excited for the Hmong refugees. He is a Vietnam veteran who fought in communist Laos.
Whenever any nation or any type of people assist the American forces during war or fighting, when the Americans leave, those people become the target.
For security purposes, he did not volunteer his full name. He lives at the Buddhist temple next to the refugee village, choosing not to return to his New York City home. He's been helping the Hmong for more than 23 years. He says the Hmong are his brothers and sisters because they assisted the U.S. during the Vietnam War.
These people here, the Hmong, best fighters you've ever seen. You know, they don't have fear in them.
For those in this refugee camp who fought alongside Americans during the Vietnam War, this journey to America could help bring closure to their lives as former soldiers. But for 11-year-old Chu Vu, who will board a plane for the first time in his life, America is a new beginning. America is the land of opportunity, he says, a superpower. I'm not afraid to go there because other Hmongs already live there. Aid workers at the Wat and U.S. Embassy officials in Thailand say the resettlement of the Lao Hmong refugees from Wat Thamkerbok will likely be completed next year. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.